Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by a local Holy Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. And thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us twitching away in the morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, June 3rd, Chicago Fire Day.
Wow, how about that?
In Chicago.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I gotta do some research.
Big day, yeah.
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
Yeah, no, I got to find out who they're going to get. They also have, I think they get the next big international player out of that league. So that'll be good. A lot of good things happening. Thanks to our executive director, producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I mean, 2 seconds and one. One last shot is wide. And the Blackhawks take game one.
What's that, 15 years?
10 years ago.
10 years ago?
10 years ago, 2015, like yeah. Game one against the Lightning.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
With the third selection of the 2019 MLB draft, the Chicago White Sox select Andrew Vaughn, a first baseman from University of California at Berkeley.
Going, Vaughn.
Now, there's a golf clap.
Yeah, I left the claps in there for that.
Wow, that was a long time ago, too. Remember that? It's like,
Marshall Harris is here! That's all I care about. I don't remember any.
Oh, man.
And Layla Rahimi is here! It's a Tuesday! Layla Day!
Hi, Molly.
When does Andrew Vaughn come back?
When does he come back? That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Probably All-Star break.
No, the fifth of never they're going to bring him back in.
Want him to come back, Mully. Going to come back?
My favorite part was the people who said that Andrew Vaughn was going to replace the lost offense of Jose Abreu, not knowing that Andrew was already on the team.
Do you know what's funny? Is that Andrew Vaughn, there is a player in the current crop of players that is like a highly thought of draft pick who's now down to like 20 because he has a lot of Andrew Vaughn comparison. Like he's a good college hitter, but they're looking at him.
But his lack of success has ruined everybody that fits that profile.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
I can see that.
Crazy. Not a power guy, but
also you could be describing Nick Madrigal.
Well, Nick never had any power whatsoever.
Right, but like good college hitter, of course. Yes. Like his strikeout rate was practically
also
nil.
Also White Sox draft pick.
Indeed, first round, before Jonathan India, no less.
Yeah, who's the guy that played with him in college that...
Stephen Kwan.
That's what...
Stephen Kwan.
That is what...
He's the guy that he was supposed to be. Yeah, teammate.
Yeah.
Friend.
I'll confess, like, I was hosting White Sox pre and post game at that time, and Brian Anderson was one of our rotating hosts. It was great to see him on over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to BA, of course. But he also had done the Pac, at the time, Pac-12 championships at the time, and was really over the moon about Madrigal, too. And we had heard about him, and it, you know, seemed like a really good idea at some point to draft this guy. Like, you knew he was going to be somebody's first round pick.
You know what's weird about him, and I'm not picking on him. I'm just stating a fact that he didn't make like great baseball plays for like a grinder guy. When he got on the bases,
wasn't a
like,
smart base runner.
Well, that's what, that was just weird.
He wasn't Mr. Intangible,
right? And you thought he came a guy in, like him would have to be.
You
that.
Figured if somebody that small and he had a smallish stature, that he'd have to do the little things consistently well, and he didn't really do them consistently well.
How's his brother doing, the pitcher?
The twin? I don't know. What's he doing? Maybe following his path. Maybe if Nick Madrigal's injured, so is his
Where
brother.
Where is Nick Madrigal?
What's Mets crazy system. Is, in the I think Mets it's a Mets system.
What's crazy is like, he outperformed Stephen Kwan in college. So like,
yeah, I know.
And I, man, listen.
You're
I,
so right.
It's so hard to. That
Rick Hahn might tell you next time it was one of his worst draft picks.
Oh, man.
During his next
what about the guy who
bout
did,
of honesty.
What about the guy who did the backflip? Why can't I think of it as a Courtney?
Yeah.
Courtney
yeah.
Watkins?
Hawkins?
Or Hawkins.
Courtney Hawkins. Yeah.
Courtney
Hawkins,
oh, my.
Yeah.
And they told him, don't ever do that again.
Well,
which
was,
stinks because I love
backflips. Like, but that's like the guy that Jared jumped Mitchell. Out of the pool.
They would never tell Ozzie Smith that.
You draft people based on the fact that they can jump out of a pool. They're not going to be
a
great
Sox went a period of time where they drafted highly the best athlete available, not the best baseball player.
That's not good.
But I'm remember the Bears player?
Yeah, Jerron Gilbert.
He jumped out of the
pool. Yeah, he jumped out of the pool, and he jumped into the fourth round.
And
then they never really jumped onto the field.
Never jumped into the NFL.
No. To be fair about those who jump out of pools, Tristan Wirfs also did, and he's proven to be somebody.
Made quite a splash.
Yeah.
What do you guys have? How are you going to handle it?
I mean, I got to up my pun game today, apparently. Challenge has been issued. We want to ask, what is your priority checklist for this Bears minicamp? So that's something that Marshall and I are going to be discussing. We love a good list, so we have our numbers circled and everything. We do want to talk about the Chicago Fire coming in and getting what I think is one of the most desired pieces of real estate in the city of Chicago. So that's very impressive. White Sox game last night and Javi Baez coming back. Ian Happ is with us at 11. We also want to have Five on it at noon. We have some big McDonald's news at 11:45, guys, for halftime. Carly Bell at 12:25 is also going to join us to talk about this guy who played the Fever on the Score on Saturday. So that's a big deal at the United Center.
The Fever, huh?
Yeah, and without Caitlin, but still a big game.
Is she not going to be there?
She's injured.
Sure? I know.
But I think we're going to check and see what the latest is.
She can make it to the NBA, you know, conference finals game.
Wanted that.
She was sitting there, though. Like, it's not like she was
playing.
She's going
to be sitting there but Chicago. Well, she could be sitting on the bench.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, she's not. I assume that's
the case. Have you read the stuff that says that the CBA is now in danger because Caitlin Clark has impacted her absence has impacted the ratings so much that they don't believe they're going to be able to get paid because it's a one player league.
That's a concern.
I do not agree with that stance at all. The numbers aren't as good without Caitlin Clark playing, but they'll be good enough to. They should be getting more than they have negotiated so far.
The WNBA, I mean, it was still on the rise, but to have one person be swing the pendulum so much is a it's a interesting red flag, I would say. But Chris Emma is with us at 1 to talk about Bears and Russ Dorsey at 1:25.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.